We are going to open a work session on the federal grant application for the Oregon Youth Authority. You have the grant request in front of you. You want to just give a brief explanation, Sheila?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, this is a grant application request to the U.S. Department of Justice for a sex offender management discretionary grant program grant. The agency can provide more detailed information, but basically this grant would allow them to build on some efforts that they've already undertaken with other partners in the system to improve management of juvenile sex offenders, with the ultimate goal of reducing the number of crimes that are committed. And it would be $250,000 or up to $250,000 over a two-year period. And there's no continuing funding requirement. There is a match requirement, and the agency will use salaries of two existing positions to meet that match requirement and would not require additional position authority.
Questions about the grant? Chair, I'll move to approve the grant application.
I'll move.
Representative Butler will move to approve the grant application. Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Let the record reflect that Senator Devlin is excused, as is Representative Hansen. Today, Senator Schrader is sitting in on that last vote and for the committee to be fully convened.
All right.
Carry to full.
Carry to full. Representative Hansen will carry it.
Oh, he's good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's chomping at the bit to do that.
Well,
all right.
Isn't here.
So we'll close the work session on the Oregon Youth Authority grant. We'll open the work session on the Department of Corrections federal grant application. You have the information in front of you. Doug, you want to give us a brief explanation?
Mr. Chair, real briefly, this is a grant from the U.S. Department of Education. It will be a part of the correctional programs budget, and its goal is to reduce recidivism, providing various services, including life skills, to the population that's being released. It does have in the federal requirements that, or the federal, it's encouraged to be tied with the Violent Offender Reentry Initiative, which the department has also received and was approved by you a couple days ago to extend that in limitation throughout the 0305 biennium. There is no matching requirement. This is a one-year grant with the potential to be renewed, I believe, for up to 3 years. And and they expect anywhere, if they get a grant, from $315,000
to $475,000. Okay. Questions for Doug? Questions for the agency? Representative Butler?
Mr. Chair, I just did have one question. That is the Serious and Violent Offender Reentry Initiative. Maybe could I just have a little information about that, please?
Mr. Chair, I may encourage the department to come up, but it's my recollection that this was a grant that it's from Justice, I believe, United States Department of Justice, and it is directed at those prisoners that have had violent offenses that sent them into prison, and they have some risk for returning to the community. Scott, if you want to, Mr. Taylor wants to add anything to that, I encourage him to do so.
Mr. Taylor.
Record, I'm Scott Taylor, Assistant Director with the Department of Corrections. Chair Patridge, Representative Butler, the Violent Dangerous Offender is a grant we got. Where we chose to focus on that is in conjunction with the Youth Authority. We focus on those people 25 and younger. I think the grant allows us up to 30-some. We've chosen to focus on the gang members and have chosen, we work with Multnomah County and Marion County primarily in this pilot in conjunction with both the Probation Parole Office and the Youth Authority and the Department of Corrections on the releasing of the individuals, the intensive supervision, and then making sure that we have them some of the key resources upon their release.
Representative Butler.
So this isn't to expedite their release into the community as much as it is to assist them in their reintroduction into the community and move them away from serious violence and reoffending.
That's correct, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Senator George.
This is a general information question. Do these grants come with, like, lead-in information, particularly with some new idea that they want to try? Are they coming in and saying, well, here's what's working somewhere else, or do they literally leave it up to us to invent it?
Chair Patridge, Senator George, these particular ones come out of the Department of Justice. The grant we were just talking about a moment ago actually is a consortium built back in D.C. of about six of the major agencies, federal agencies. They pulled them together around employment, human resources, corrections, all that, trying to take the different factors, put them into one grant to deal with the whole transition issue. Since Oregon is the model state in the nation for transition, they often look to us to come up with some innovative ways or some practical ways to attach it to actual bodies. So they give us some, like the youthful offender one was kind of deal with some dangerous youthful offenders, tell us what you do. This one, they specifically want to, the piece of this one that we've targeted wants to work with the, they ask us to look at the education, the life skills, the employability piece, and try to figure out how to do that. And so when we shape the actual request, we'll tie it to both the dangerous and violent offender and our transition reputation to try to build something.
Thanks. Further questions for Mr. Taylor? Further questions for Doug?
Chair, I move the grant application for the federal grant relating to life skills for prisoners to the full committee with a new pass.
Representative Butler moves the Department of Corrections federal grant relating to life skills for prisoners grant. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Record should reflect Senator Schrader is sitting in for Senator Devlin today, and all the other members are present. All right. With that, we are closed work session.
Carrier on this one.
Want to carry?
Yeah, you can.
Representative Butler. You could carry here.
No, I'm just saying Hanson volunteered last time.
Hanson volunteered last time.
You better read up on that one, Gary. Representative Hanson wants to carry this one, too.
Mr. Chair, for the rest of the week, as it stands now, there will be a meeting at our regular time on Thursday to do, hopefully complete the OYA budget. And on Friday, immediately following full committee, we've scheduled the DA budget. And it should not take very long, and I think we're not sure exactly when floor sessions are, but that would seem to be the best time to make sure everyone is around.
Mm-hmm. Just so everyone has in mind what the goal is, and the co-chairs have signed on, the plan is to get all the budgets out of our subcommittee by before the June 30 deadline. We have a schedule that does that, and I'm fairly comfortable with it. Most of the stuff we've already previously worked. Of course, it's going to be more of a big general number, so is Public Defense Services Commission. I think those are the only two other items that we haven't spent
DAs
significant
or
time.
Or Criminal Justice Commission.
Criminal Justice Commission and DAs are the other ones, but I don't think that those are highly detailed. I think we're aware of everything else that's going on in the rest of the budgets generally. So, but we've got a pretty aggressive plan, so I need to make sure people at least next week are here on time. The reason to get it out before the June 30th deadline is so we don't have to have the continuing resolution, apparently, which is an
interesting it just makes a continuing resolution that much more easier to implement for these agencies.
Okay. With that, we're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.